Hey, Press Row listeners, it's Mike Olick from Mike and Mike. David and Jay are back at it with more Press Row, and it continues now. ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Paschal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show as we're joined this hour by a former UTC football coach and current Richmond Spider football coach, Russ Huseman. Russ, of all the numbers that you've accomplished, I mean, it almost needs an asterisk because what the 59-37, the three SoCons, the three FCS playoff trips, those are good numbers in itself. But the fact that you took over a team that was 24-67 the eight previous years before you got there, I think it even puts your record in more of a proper perspective.
Thanks.
I mean, we sat through some 1-11s.
Yeah.
They weren't fun.
Yeah, I watched that 1-11 on film as I showed up here, and that wasn't fun, to be honest with you.
How many of those guys did you circle and say, okay, we got to replace that guy, we got to replace that guy, we got to replace. Okay, forget it. We'll just throw the film out of here.
Well, here's the scary part, and I'm not saying that we were smarter than them, but because we weren't. I mean, obviously, we lucked out. I mean, we got BJ.
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say Russ Huseman is the most. We got BJ, and obviously that helped.
Yeah, Einstein's luckier than you because he got Russ and BJ.
Well, and
Merrill actually sent me a note thanking me.
Well, and anybody who can say that they got BJ is doggone lucky.
Yeah. So, so we go in there, and there's a guy, if you guys remember, Josh Beard. You remember him?
Defensive end.
He played maybe 40 plays. He was a JUCO guy, and it was his first year there. And we got there, and he was the conference player of the year next year.
Yes.
And
yes,
we're going, wait a minute, this guy played 50 plays?
Yeah.
But now, you got to remember, they left us Chris Lewis-Harris, Buster Skrien, Chris Haar. I mean, there were some good players there. And you know, when it spirals down, he's on his last year. You know, those things happen. There was players there, and so we weren't geniuses by any stretch of the imagination.
All right, 648-1051 is the Hardee's hotline. We know you want to talk to Russ. Mickey, thank you so much for your patience. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Coach, it's Mickey. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How you doing, my man?
Oh, good. Hey, I just wanted to tell you, you know, you were leaving, you in your last 2 years at UTC when I got there. And, man, what great football, Coach Morrison and then Brother Oliver. And we won, and then, you know, I bought my season tickets. And, I mean, the next 25 years was pretty much hell, and I hated it. And I felt bad, and I wanted to win. And then you came along, and it's just not what you did on the football field, what you did academically for those kids, and it made me so proud to be a Mock, and got my season tickets back. And I just want to tell you, I appreciate you so much for what you did, and I wish you the best of luck in Richmond. And I've already got the Richmond Spiders on my Twitter account.
All right.
And I'm going to follow you and follow your recruiting. I know you'll be successful. The first time you'll miss Chattanooga is in January when I'm wearing a T-shirt and 60 degrees and you're in 8 inches of snow.
Thanks for reminding me. But I don't think it snows in Richmond. In 5 years there, I don't remember snow.
It'll happen now, just for you, but
you're wishing that on me, aren't you?
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know how much I appreciate you. You know, and I emailed you and congratulated you. You always returned the email. You're just a class act, and we're just totally grateful for what you did for Chattanooga and our football program. And people forget, man, you had some academic hard times there, man. You straightened that out, and you brought some class kids in here, and it's good football, man, and we appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate
Thanks, Mickey.
That. You know, the academic component, and sometimes I get a lot of credit for that, but I should get really no credit because that was implemented right when I got there. Rick Hart, all the people in the administration, your academic support people, they invested money in it, and it got turned around. And so, and then you start bringing in good kids, you know, better students, and it just snowballs there. But, you know, I can't take a whole lot of credit for that part of it.
648-1051 is the Hardee's hotline. Bo, thank you for your patience. How are you today?
What's up, gentlemen? How are you, Coach Huseman?
Doing good.
Well, as a Chattanooga area native, I hope you know how much we appreciate you doing the absolute best to elevate the UTC program the way you have. I do have two questions for you.
All right.
Number one, were you super surprised that the offensive coordinator from Sam Houston State is now an offensive coordinator at Ole Miss? And number two, there's a defensive coordinator position open with my Florida Gators, and I would love for you to consider going to Gainesville and being our DC. I appreciate you very much, Coach. I'll hang up and listen. We really appreciate you doing what you have done for all of us in Chattanooga. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm actually – and I heard that today for the first time. And that guy's a great coach. And I actually kind of did a little, got a little skip in my giddy-up because our first game next year with the University of Richmond is at Sam Houston State. And I'm actually glad that guy's gone. He was fantastic. So that does not surprise me. And then the Florida Gators thing, I knew that guy took the Temple job, but I don't think they're calling me up anytime soon.
Now, could you even if the money was double or triple, could you ever see yourself after having this success and being a head coach and running your own program, could you go back to being a defensive coordinator? Would that be a difficult adjustment now?
You know, I don't think so. I'm still involved. You know, I watch a lot of it, and Adam and I kind of bounce ideas off of each other quite a bit. Now, he runs it.
Now, have you helped Adam pack his bags yet?
Yeah, Adam is coming with me. I'll say that. He's a great football coach. So he is coming. So you got one out of me.
I did. Wow. I had every intention of. I did. I'm not done yet, though.
Okay.
All right.
648-1051 is the Hardee's Hotline. Back with more with new Richmond Spiders football coach Russ Huseman. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.